Team Skins, thanks so much for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Dieter.
Well, the first thing people will notice about the band is the lack of T-shirts and the abundance of skin. Would you care to tell us the backstory of that?
I guess I'll take this one. Pretty simple. We were just practicing down in Michael's basement, and it gets pretty hot down there in the summer, not very well ventilated, so easiest thing to do is to just strip your shirts down and sweat it out with your boys. And I don't know, I'm an avid sports fan, so you know, usually the distinction between team skins, team shirts, we didn't have shirts.
Nice. And then that just made its way into the live performance. And do you find anything liberating about that, or like like adds to like your experience in any way?
Well, now we're held to it, which didn't see that coming.
So it's the opposite of liberating now.
You don't even really notice it. Like, I forget when we're playing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Didn't account for winter when we when we decided on the name for sure.
And then, how did you guys all meet? Like, what's the origin story of this band?
I mean, I've known both of these guys for probably 4 or 5 years now, somewhere in there. And I don't know, we just kind of slowly figured out that we all play music and all like similar bands, so gave it a shot.
And how did you all individually first get started with music? And when did you begin playing in bands and writing your own songs?
Pretty much 15, started getting guitar lessons, did bass with my friends in bands, only played guitar to be in bands, so pretty much started writing music as soon as I could play it fluidly enough.
I started because my parents got me involved in piano lessons when I was maybe 6 or so. So I did that for a long time, which I loved and hated, but I'm glad I did. And then I started playing drums for school when I was in 6th grade, and during the following years kind of taught myself to play drum set, and I didn't really start playing in bands until I was probably like 17 or something, but now I do it a lot.
I was in band in school from, I don't know, about 3rd grade on, 2nd or 3rd grade, and playing the trumpet and other little brass instruments, but my dad got me for a guitar for my high school graduation present, and I've just been playing that ever since. Love guitar, and Team Skins is the first band I've ever been in.
So I guess this next question is going to be more for Rob and Michael, but how is this band different from all the previous bands that you've been in? And how is the experience different for you compared to everything you've done before?
Well, I'll start us off here. I've been in a variety of projects, which has been wonderful. I like to pride myself on versatility, I guess, but I've never done anything with as much nerdery, I think, as this project has, all the different time signatures and kind of silly ideas we get to throw in. And I get to play really loud and fast sometimes, which is also something that I don't often do in other projects. So that's pretty cathartic.
It's pretty much the same as most bands for me. If I want to do a band, I only want to do it in writing original material and just getting to get your kicks out in that way. So this is pretty much the same ethos of anything I've done before.
Well, let's talk about the writing process for this band. How does sort of the collaboration work? Like, who is it? Sort of Matt that first comes with like some like guitar riff ideas, or is there drum ideas, or is it kind of all happening at once?
I'll usually have a good idea of a song, like a skeleton, you know, and just kind of come to the dudes with it, and that's where the magic happens, so to speak. They kind of completely change up the dynamic for me, and it's like, oh, I was imagining a little bit faster, but ooh. Oh no, this feels good. So, yeah, I just sit and riff at my house, and then I show them the ideas that I think I'm not too embarrassed to show them.
Anything you guys want to add to that?
I'd say that's a fair assessment. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a collage sometimes. Sometimes we have got more of a musical arc in mind, and then other times we're sort of pasting together different ideas and trying to come up with transitions to link them all.
And recently you guys have been starting to add vocals into the music. So I'm wondering, what was kind of the impetus for that decision to start adding vocals, and how has that been working out for you?
Yeah, well, the idea has always been there. And, I mean, a lot of them, when I wrote, when I do it at home, it's easy to just sing by myself, but I think I'm just now getting comfortable doing it in front of people, I guess. So that's why they're appearing.
Nice. And just as a general question for the whole band, what do you like about, sort of making instrumental songs, and then what do you like about making instrumental songs with adding lyrics into it, too?
Well, as the drummer, well, in this project in particular, I'm kind of goofing around a lot on the drums, filling in a lot of sound. But when we've got vocals, I try and bring it back to more of sort of a pop sensibility, which is enjoyable for me. I kind of go through the creative process a little differently when I know there's going to be vocals.
Is it challenging for you guys to add vocals to like such complicated music? Does that kind of come at the end after the whole like song has been arranged, or what's at what point in the writing process do the vocals sort of take shape in the songs?
Finding the easiest part to do vocals over, basically cheat as much as you possibly can.
Nice. And how would you describe your ideal like songwriting environment?
Sunny porch and a couple of beers.
Or a hot, sweaty basement and a couple dudes. Yeah, and a lot of beers.
And nothing to do that evening except for hang out.
Nice. I guess it depends on the phase of the writing process, what the environment is. So you guys have done some touring in the past, and mostly the Pacific Northwest, or has there been some other... you guys been getting out to Reno and stuff like that, too?
Yeah, we've gotten out of town twice. One was an 18-day tour, and the other was just a quick pop on down to Placerville. But our tour went as far east as Salt Lake City, as far north as Bellingham, Washington, and as far south and west as the Bay Area.
So the 18-day tour, that was with the Americas, right?
Yep, it was.
And what did you like? What were some enjoyable things about like that traveling musician lifestyle, and what were some of the more challenging aspects of it?
For me, the only challenging aspect was sitting in a car during the day, which I mean was still pretty easy. Casey Dietz did all the driving, so
tour daddy.
Yeah, he was just our chauffeur. It was such an enjoyable tour that it really wasn't very challenging. It really worked out in our favor. And what do you think?
I thought it was terrific every day. It was nice getting to do. We often fall into the habit of not getting to play consistently all the time, and just how tight we were after playing together like 2 weeks in a row was pretty rad.
Yeah, new calluses, new tightness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is maybe one of your favorite shows or tour memories from that run of shows?
We had some great burrito stops.
Really good burritos. The last shows in like Portland and Seattle really were just highlights. I think because it was kind of at the end, so we were just really really tight and had been so just ingrained with sitting in a car and then getting to play and drink beer and then finding a cool place to crash, that it was just everything just kind of became second nature. So I'd say like just the very last leg of the tour in general was for me the biggest highlight.
I'd say just traveling with the Americas, who have done the thing so many times. We got to meet a lot of close friends of theirs or good buddies in their towns, and I really enjoyed in Bellingham we got to hang out with the Rooftops dudes who they had toured with before. And it was raining up there, but a fella took us out to a waterfall and it's like, oh, well, I'll be damned. I'm gonna jump in this water. I don't know when the next time I'm going to be in Bellingham is, so I might as well take a swim.
And what are you guys working on these days? Is there a new release you're looking forward to, or any more touring, or what's sort of on the horizon right now?
Well, we've got two releases slated that we're working on. One will be a little EP with all our kind of earlier things, and then we've got another one in the works as well. Just still chewing around with where to do that, how to do it, that kind of thing. But the template is there, like the idea is there.
And there's two different releases. Like, is it going to be like one with vocals, one without, or how is the distribution of those new songs and vocals going
to
be?
Well, yeah, well, vocals are very sparse to begin with. There's in the first one, there's only one song with any sort of vocals, and only about four lines, I think. And then in the second album, there's probably two songs with vocals. And they're not very prominent in the mix. It's not any sort of verse, chorus, verse, or anything like that.
And what do you guys like about being musicians in Chico in particular? And what's something that you wish was maybe different about the music scene or just the city in general here?
I would say what I like about it most, and what is also, I guess, could be a negative, is I love how it's like a loving insular community. But with that, there is faults. I mean, only so many peeps you can end up branching out and playing music with, it seems. So that's about the only fault. But just how much everybody is involved is just great. Like a lot of camaraderie between bands and whatnot. We're all buddies, it seems.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people in Chico who can't help but play music. And so that's really nice. Get to network and meet a lot of different people and get involved in different projects. My complaint about the Chico music scene would be, I think, the lack of like medium-sized venues. I'd love to see more touring bands come through. I mean, we get a decent share, but I feel like if we had a larger venue that could guarantee, we would get more interesting artists coming through.
Rob, anything you want to add to this question?
No, they pretty much nailed it. It's a small place with a really strong scene.
This next question I usually ask to sort of singer-songwriters, but I kind of want to take a different angle on it for each of you guys individually. The question is, what's the best songwriting tip you ever got? But for you guys, I want to ask, like, individual on your individual instruments, like, what sort of, like, the biggest piece of advice you've gotten for like the drums or the bass or the guitar, like that maybe kind of changed your approach to how you write parts with your instrument or just perform in general?
It's a tough question, Nolan.
Really don't have any advice. It's more just inspiration gleaned from listening to different bands over the years that really inspired me to do what I do, and it's more kind of just taking cues from them, and then whenever you find yourself in the context of the band, kind of using them as your totem and going back and like a kind of a what would they do thing, or what were they doing in, you know, in their time, so how does that kind of like inspire or shape where I want to go with things? And it's mostly just become a series of reflexes. And I mean, I can sit back and like pinpoint certain bass tones or certain ways of going about things to specific bass players, but that's about as close as I get to like any songwriting tips. I've never received anything direct, just through inspiration.
And Matt, how about for guitar?
Yeah, I'm with Rob on that. There wasn't any particular advice or whatever. I've always just kind of gone at my own pace with it and done what I want. But I guess that's the best tip I gave to myself, is just do what I like and continue doing that. And who cares about the rest? Like, just make music that I like to listen to or that I want to play.
I reckon I'm in the same boat. I remember Zach Hill of Hella, a band that I really like, when I was reading an interview in a drum magazine when I was in high school. They were asking him what his advice would be, and he sort of shrugged it off and was like, I don't think that I should be giving people advice. Like, drummers should just be playing drums in the way that they want to do it. And I had actually, for some reason, had never come across that kind of information before. Everything was, it was always like, you know, don't do too much. Play to, you know, the pocket or whatever, which is also, you know, wonderful advice. But for this project, I like to sort of explore free ideas and free time sometimes.
It seems like this style of music really kind of is liberating in that sense, is that you kind of it welcomes like just taking risks and constantly experimenting with new ideas and trying out different things without kind of worrying about, you know, what people are going to think about it. Just like, if it's exciting to you to play it, then that's all that matters.
Absolutely. And you know, that comes with varying levels of success when we do it, but it's really enjoyable to do.
I guess the question is, what is success? Really?
I only got into instrumental math rock for the money. Can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, my last question is about the song that you played for us today in the studio. What's the name of this song, and what can you tell us about it?
The song is called Fat Tuff, PHAT/TUFF. Name means absolutely nothing. Most of our song names mean absolutely nothing. They're just little bits of conversation, or just we need a title, slap something there. Fat Tuff, whatever. Not much to it. I mean, I originally like wrote it as an acoustic song at home, just playing on the porch, and then got it developed enough, and was like, "Hey, dudes, you want to check this out?" And there it is, Fat Tuff.
It's pretty new to us. We're kind of still piecing it together. We were trying to get it ready for today and adding pieces in. And also, it's in a juvenile phase.
Rob, you want to add any thoughts to this about this song?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Team Skins, thanks so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you, Nolan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, man.